If you like that, right? Sure. Thank you. Okay, and here we go. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and I will see you soon in the next one, next year maybe. Have a good time at the Florida Folks Festival. Thank you so much.
A hand for Jamie Bronstein. Brocker Schlein. Thank you very much, Jamie. Thank you. More music in just one moment. Another treat, some traditional Irish music by another South Florida resident. He'll be on in just one moment. You could dance to him too, ladies. James Kelly will be here in just a moment. A couple of quick announcements. Let me introduce myself. My name is Michael Stock. I do a radio show on public radio called Folk and Acoustic Music every Saturday on WLRN 91.3 FM. Anything to keep folk happening in South Florida, to promote folk arts here. There's actually a lot going on, but hasn't really been coordinated, so this Traditions Festival is doing a lot to help that. Also to help promote folk arts in South Florida are the sponsors of the festival. Historical Museum of South Florida, which is right to my right, and if you haven't been in there yet, today is the day to do it. There's a reduced admission. Normally it's $3, today it's $1. So while you're here, you do want to take in the museum. There's also a gift shop in there that have a lot of crafts available as well. Other sponsors include the Metro Dade Board of County Commissioners, the Dade County Council of Arts and Science, the Florida Department of State, Division of Archives, History and Records Management, and Cultural Affairs, the National Endowment of the Arts, Folk Arts Division, and Halcyon Limited. And thanks to all our sponsors for making traditions possible here today. And keep making this a tradition. Let's make this a tradition as well. There's workshops going on. Roy Lee Walker, the rag popper, if you'd like to talk to him and find out more about how he pops his rags, he's giving a workshop in the back of the plaza here. Also, if you have any There's also a foods workshop that's continually going on, and Haitian food is being demonstrated right by the food booth to my right here. And it's ask questions, a very, very loose atmosphere that you could ask questions and find out more about different happenings here in South Florida. To introduce our next performer here, this stage, by the way, this stage will have music going on it all day long, and the crafts you see around, demonstrations all day long happening. To introduce the performer who's going to be appear next is another Florida Folklife staff member from White Springs, Florida, and he's here in South Florida to promote the traditions here as well. So let me introduce Peter Roller.
Hello. Did you all enjoy Jaime Bronstein and Brockish Line? I noticed that in the workshop area, which is back there, they're going to be featuring Jewish religious traditions. So that's a good carryover if you're interested in going back there and checking that out. But as Michael told you, the next act is going to be Irish music. And it's some very, very fine Irish music. James Kelly lives here in Miami. There's his son right there. And he's been playing Irish fiddle since he was 3 years old because his father is one of the finest traditional musicians in Ireland, so he grew up with it from a very young age. And he's now thought of as one of the great fiddle players playing Irish music. He's been in Miami since 1978. And he's going to be accompanied today by another Irish musician, Mick Maloney. Mick has been in the States since 1974. He's from County Limerick, and he plays the guitar and the tenor banjo, plectrum banjo. He's going to play a little bit of both of them. And I should let you know that these people haven't played together before yesterday on the stage, and it didn't seem to make any difference. They were smooth as can be. James Kelly's fiddle music, I like to point out, is the roots of the kind of American fiddle music we hear in bluegrass and in old-time string music and even in some country music. So if you hear some overtones of what you're used to hearing on hee-haw and places like that, well, that's because that music has its roots in Irish and English dance music. Now they're getting their instruments tuned up. I want to point out that two of the researchers who found all these wonderful craftspeople and performers are giving papers today in the museum. And the first one is on Dade County Folkways, and it's going to be given by Nancy Nuz at 2 o'clock in the amphitheater. You will need to pay the $1 admission to get in, and then you can see the whole exhibit. And at 2:30, Laurie Summers, who's been up here emceeing, is going to give a paper on the Caribbean influence in Miami's music, concentrating on a lot of Haitian music and Jamaican music and other music styles. So you might want to check that out if you have an interest in getting the real details about some of the music and performers we have today. You guys about ready? He's going to need a chair, y'all. Don't forget about the foodways over here. They're demonstrating Haitian cooking. And I hear it's mighty fine. Oh, this is James Kelly's daughter and son. They wanted to get into the show here. Okay, let's have a welcome for James Kelly on fiddle and Mick Maloney on banjo and guitar.
Thank you. Right, well, we're nearly ready. We're going to start off with a selection of dance tunes for you. Three reels. One is called The Crooked Road to Dublin. Dublin is the capital city of Ireland, where I come from myself. And the second one is called The Sligo Maid. Sligo is a county in the west of Ireland. And the second one is called The Boyne Hunt, which is a famous river in Ireland. Is that for me? Will I introduce it again? Thank you. Thank you all very much. Well, yesterday we were frozen, and today we're roasting. So there's no compromise. He must have the oven on up there. Right, well, we played an old Harper's tune yesterday, which was called O'Carolan's Concerto, and I spoke a little bit about the composer, a man who lived in the 17th century, early 18th century. And I'd like to play another piece of music, this time composed by a man called Rory Dáil Ócáin, and translated into English, that would be Blind Rory O'Cain. And like O'Carolan, he was a travelling musician, in the sense that he travelled around Ireland and would make his living through playing music and composing music, and in certain instances writing verses of poetry, and also putting words to the melodies which he would compose. So this is a very, very beautiful piece of music, which is called Tuairim Dá Lámh. Translated into English, that means give me your hand, and we'd like to play that for you now. Thank you very much.
Going to sing a song here from the Well, it's from the north of Ireland, the southern part of the northeast of Ireland. You know, we're very conscious of location in Ireland. You might think it's a small country, but we think it's as big as the vastest continent of this planet. And every little field has a name in Ireland. You know, people are very conscious of the importance of place. And the first thing an Irish person will ask you if they meet you is what county you're from. The first thing an English person will say, what do you do? But the first thing an Irish person always asks you, what county? And then they say, what part of the county? And before long, you'll have about 25 people that you both know that are related to your first cousin or something. So place is very important. This comes from the northern part of Leinster, southern part of northeast Ulster. It's an emigration song, and there are many thousands of emigration songs that sprung up with the sadness of the parting. And in many cases in the olden times, when somebody emigrated, that was it. They never went back. And there was an American wake. It was known, that's what the last party and the last night was known, because indeed it was a wake in many regards, and it was the last time people from the same family would see each other. This is a song that comes probably from the late 18th century, from the northern part of, as I said, of Leinster, southern part of Ulster, and it's called Sleave Galleon Braes. As I went out walking one morning in May to view yon fair mountains and valleys so gay, I was thinking on those flowers all a-growing to decay, that bloom around yon bonny, bonny Sleave Galleon braes. Oh, 'tis oft times in the morning with my dog and my gun. Oh, I've traveled those mountains for joy and for fun. But those days, they are now over, and I can no longer stay. So farewell unto you, bonnie, bonnie Sleave Galleon braes. Oh, 'tis not for the want of employment at home that causes the sons of old Ireland to roam. But the rents, they're getting higher, and I can no longer pay. So farewell unto you, bonnie, bonnie Sleave Galleon braes. Oh, as I went out walking one morning in to view yon fair mountains and valleys so gay, I was thinking on those flowers all a-blooming to decay, that bloom around yon bonny, bonny Sleave Galleon braes.
Reels, if you want to have a crack at them, sure.
We're going to play three reels, myself and James here. We haven't ever played these reels in sequence before. In fact, I don't think we've ever played them together before, sure. What better place to start here than in sun-drenched Miami-Dade Cultural Centre? There you go. So these, I suppose these tunes haven't been played here in this place before, so that's the premiere for this particular part of southern Florida. The first tune is the Congress reel, and the second is the Green Gates, and the third is Lucy Campbell. And... many times over, three or...
Give me a wink when I'm here.
Okay, Grant.
Thank you.
just way out of, decided to go out and kill a major after.
They come to the drunken sailor.
Oh, great.